The laws of science tell us that it can't exist, but that hasn't stopped people from trying to make a perpetual motion machine. Start it off and it never stops, somehow generating enough power to keep itself going. That idea has also passed through the minds of inventive composers. Some, like the virtuoso violinist as well as composer Niccolo Paganini, have given their works titles like Moto Perpetuo. The Penguin Cafe Orchestra called this tune, frequently heard in advertising and films, Perpetuum Mobile. But some composers just imply an engine that will last forever. Chopin indicated at what appeared to be the end of this Opus 7 mazurka that it should be repeated senza fine, without end. Otherwise, it would be less than a minute long. And other times, like here in Beethoven's Egmont Overture, there's a phrase that seems to only want to circle back on itself. There's a clever way some conductors have chosen to end the musical joke that Johann Strauss II wrote, which was also called Perpetuum Mobile. Rather than staying on the endless loop, the conductor, here it's Claudio Abbado, says to both the audience and the Vienna Philharmonic, Und so weiter, German for and so on, and so on.
So weiter, so weiter, so weiter.
And that's the state of the arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.